All right, let's circle back to President Trump's comments today on Russia and how they were interpreted by the Baltic leaders at the White House today. I sat down today with Lithuania's foreign minister, Linas Linkevičius, and I asked him how he would view a potential visit by Vladimir Putin to the White House, an invitation the Kremlin disclosed yesterday.
Good relations, it's okay, but this would be a price, and we should understand that sometimes meetings used as a smokescreen by other side to do nothing.
That word smokescreen you used.
Smokescreen is that you are meeting, so the impression is that everything is okay, business as usual, parties are talking, but at the same time, no results.
But are you saying that in the context of the U.S.-Russia relationship?
I'm saying that in all contexts with relations with that country, because that country, unfortunately, not guided by the values and commitments. And sometimes they are aiming at different goals, not to solve problems, but to solve own, so to say, interests. And sometimes, unfortunately, at the expense of sovereignty of neighboring countries. That's my point.
There have been a lot of questions about what U.S. policy is on Russia and whether the Trump administration has taken too friendly a line toward Russia. What do you think?
You know, President Trump, during our meeting, mentioned he was tough enough with regard to Russia and really expelling of these diplomats. 60. It's a big number. So what I would add is exactly this realism, judging about not nice words, but things on the ground, which are really unfortunately not changing, be it Syria, be it Ukraine, be it Georgia, which 20% of territory is occupied. I'm talking about these real things.
You're talking about Russian aggression.
Yes,
in other
exactly,
parts of the world.
Against neighboring countries. So this is something which should be some lessons drawn from that
for
the future.
What is there something specific you would like to see the U.S. doing in regard to Russia?
Exactly,
that the U.S. isn't doing.
Yeah, consistent policy, principled. I'm not talking about aggressive approach. I'm talking about consistent approach and very important value based.
You used the word consistent.
Yes.
And that you want to see consistent.
Yes, predictability in this regard.
Predictable moves.
Yes.
In the U.S.,
yes.
Which leads me to ask about something your president, the president of Lithuania, said today at the White House right after meeting with President Trump. She came out, she was talking about NATO, and she said, and I'll quote, "We need leadership, even unpredictable leadership." Who
yeah, it was,
is that
it
a
was,
reference to?
Not everything was said seriously, but unpredictability in this regard, unexpected to Russia, because Russia is usually unpredictable. And when Russia meets somebody else unpredictable on the other side, it confuses, basically. I'm talking about predictability with regard to the value-based principles, which were through the history of the United States.
But predictability on whose part? U.S.?
Yes, predictability with regard to the respect of sovereign rights of countries, regardless of the size, to choose their future. That's predictability.
What was your message today to the U.S., to President Trump, about Russia?
Again, this realism that we have to judge Russia by deeds, not by statements, and definitely not to be naive when Russia is trying to sell this illegal situation as a new normal.
When you say attitude. Illegal situation, you're referring to what? Ukraine?
Annexation of Crimea, events in eastern Ukraine, Donetsk, Luhansk regions, also policy with regard to Georgia, policy with regard to Moldova, meddling into the political system or sometimes elections of neighboring countries. This is negative behavior which deserves our assessment, at least assessment.
When you say your message to the White House, to the U.S. today, was you need to be realistic.
Yes.
Don't be naive. In your view, has the U.S. been unrealistic? Has the U.S. been naive when it comes to Russia?
No, in my view, exactly because of the examples I provided, they are really realistic. Regardless, everything what was said, we feel a very firm commitment of United States in Baltic region and Poland with the presence of troops, exercises.
You're being very diplomatic, so let me just
it's part of my prescription.
It is your job, yes. Point
Sorry
taken.
For that.
But let me just ask you point blank. Are you satisfied with U.S. policy towards Russia today?
So far, yes.
And then would you be happy for President Putin to be extended the same invitation that you were today, an invitation to meet with President Trump at the White House?
It's not for me to decide whether U.S. would like to meet or not President Putin, so I hope they will decide themselves. But these meetings will not necessarily bring some results, and let's be realistic in this regard.
Mr. Foreign Minister, thank you so much.
Appreciate.
That is Lithuania's Foreign Minister, Linas Linkevičius.